This is Carrie Cassidy and Bill Ryan from Project Camelot, and we are here with George Green, hoping to get an update on the world today. And it is Wednesday where we are, actually, 9 in the morning. And where you are, it's like 9 at night. Is that right, George?
That's correct.
On Tuesday night. That would be, you're on October 21st, evening of, in the United States. So tell me what's going on with you.
Well, I'm observing the world meltdown right now in a lot of different directions. As you probably are aware, the G8 meetings, everybody's getting together, and Bush went over to see to France, but the G8 people are not willing to take the dollar as the base currency from now on, so they're postponing their meeting until after the election when Obama gets in.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that our money isn't good in Europe, or...?
What they're trying to get a currency that they can count on. Most of the world now is recognizing that the dollar is a debt currency because they just got through putting out, as you know, another $25 billion or $250 billion into the banks, and under the fractional banking system, that made another $2.5 trillion of the debt available to put out into the system, but nobody's borrowing the money.
Oh, really?
And that's correct. I mean, it made available, but everybody is concerned right now because not only is that happening, but everybody's being laid off. I mean, Ford Motor Company just laid off another 10% of its staff. That was today. Its stock has dropped down. All of the car companies, the sales are down 30 and 40%. Boeing's people that are on strike, I understand that they may be laying off another 20,000 people. Nobody talks about the unemployment situation, and they're also not talking in another area, which is the next meltdown, and that is the derivative area on credit cards throughout the world. Many credit cards right now in other countries aren't being accepted. As you go to make your credit card, it won't go through because of the banking stream.
Fascinating. Do you know which credit cards
they're all being affected. It just depends on what the credit people are doing. I mean, even you can go check it out from when the local credit people, do they want to take the risk and making sure that they're going to advance money on it to the local people. So what they're doing is just trying to get verification on everything. So if you're in a foreign country like you are right now, if the hotel or stuff will not take your credit card, then you have to call for verification back, and that's a possibility because that's what's happening over. Because most of the money being traded right now is digitized anyway.
Right.
Now you have the other same thing that happened. As you know, the Iraqi government is not going to go along with the terms of the United States right now, and they want to delay till after Obama comes in too also. And that's because they want to have control and get the troops out of the country.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure no doubt about that. But I believe that'll never happen.
Well, that's what they're trying to say. You're saying that it'll never happen, but remember, we've been doing all kinds of things with the Iraqi people, so we have to watch the play going open. Now, my other sources are saying when Obama gets in, within probably 3 to 4 months, Gary, we have to do something because the unemployment and the massive recession that's going to happen around the planet, actually going into depression in many places, is going to cause the people behind the scenes, in order to get something going, to begin World War III.
Right. Yeah, I do understand that might be a tactic. What is going on with this mutual fund deal? Because didn't they just try to put money into propping up the mutual funds?
Well, it wasn't a mutual fund. You're talking about the people were putting money into mutual funds as a backup for the money. In other words, your cash. You put it into a cash account, and they put it in there. But what the provisions were, they said they would guarantee, all these are money market mutual funds, they would guarantee the money market mutual fund only for the people that had money in there at that time. Well, $12 billion went into money market mutual funds the very next day. So there's a lot of negotiations going back and forth. Do they want to cover that, too? Now, that's everybody that's running around trying to save their assets, Gary. That's the biggest problem we have. And I had a meeting the other day with some my banking friends in the real estate end of it, and they're still expecting over 11 million foreclosures to happen this next year. And I'm having a meeting next week with two senators, and you know what the last comment they made to me, which I thought was very important, they said, within 6 months, you will not recognize the dollar. So my meeting I have next week will be very interesting on that.
Wow. Okay. I mean, there is so much stuff going on right now. It's like coming incredibly fast and furious.
That's correct.
Right. I understand the stock market was down another
230 points.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is with the stock market is people are aware that their stocks are being traded. They're not aware that only a few of the stocks, in other words, they may be in, let's give you an illustration. If you have 100 stocks that were traded, 100 different companies, they can manipulate 3 or 4 of those companies and cause the appearance that are going up. It can't shift 1,000 points in one day like it did without being having controls. And the control mechanism is the Federal Reserve itself through its plunge committee, which is basically some of the members of the, as you know, the Federal Reserve, as well as the government itself, that are manipulating a few stocks in order to maintain what they call sanity within the street, because everybody in the United States is in a fear mode right now. They don't want to buy stocks, so there's panic.
Sure.
There's about $2.5 trillion of the stocks have evaporated. If you're asking my professional opinion, I told you, I think a month ago, I said that the stocks would go down to about 8,500. Well, it hit the 8,500, as you know.
Yes.
The next level, it's up over around 9,000 right now, but I think with the melt-off that I'm feeling from other sources, because OPEC is meeting because of the decline in the oil, people are not acquiring things like it did, I see the stock market going clear down to 3,500, frankly.
3,500?
You bet.
Wow. Okay. There are people out there actually buying stocks. Who would you say that is? Are there people trying to, you know, make a quick buck and then get out again?
Well, the mutual funds are the ones that have all the assets, and the individual person is not doing it. They're just trying to save themselves. And the ones that are sitting by with all their 401ks and the rest of them are just watching their assets going away. They don't have a lot of control on this.
Yeah.
But the mutual funds themselves control 60% of the stocks that are being traded.
Oh, really?
So it's the major funds. Exactly. The major funds. And the hedge funds right now, because they were, always betting on the market going in a different direction, all of a sudden all this is running away. It's causing them to dump massive amounts of their stocks, including their positions in gold and silver and other commodities, frankly, which is causing a whole drift down. But the rest of the world's in the same boat. China is backing off. You know, China and Japan are still meeting, as you well know, on trying to figure out a new currency because nobody wants to use the dollar. They want to break the old, you know, the Bretton Woods Agreement, which said that we would use the dollar as the, quote, bank currency and you'd remain level throughout the world. Well, they don't want to do that anymore. And that's what everybody's talking about. What kind of meeting can they have? And they all, successfully, they want to have this meeting after the new president get in. That means, my question is, when he gets office, when he takes office in January, or after he gets to being elected? So something's going to happen in the next couple of weeks that we're going to see the changes that are happening. Meanwhile, the meltdown of the market's going to obviously go, and the market represents nothing. It doesn't have any business at all other than trading between the brokers. And this is on national television. They sit down with the brokers in New York. They didn't care which way the market's going up or down because they make money whether it's trading, whether it's selling or buying. So they're just having a field day with all this. And meanwhile, the American people, their so-called illusion of equity, is going away, as well as foreigners who bought into the drama. And that's what's happening. And the derivative market is sold out to the entire world in various denominations. And they're not even touching the credit card derivatives. And that's going to come out in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. When you say when Obama gets into office, but when whoever wins gets into office.
Oh, Obama's already named, Terry. That's I've told you that before. He's been named to be the next president, and he's already got the Electoral College set up. We don't care what happens at this point. He's going to get the popular vote and the rest of it. The rest of it's just the show.
You think the election is going ahead, though, on schedule?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Sure. That's 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know that Obama is down in Florida right now meeting with the former head of, the Federal Reserve?
You mean with Volcker?
Yeah.
Well, he may be. He's going to get an education. When you come back, first of all, he come into this thing, he's being given information by a lot of the insiders that are up close to the top that are trying to tell him which way to go. You know, Volcker and I actually flew together on a plane from Aspen back to Denver. And, you know, this man at that time, of course, as the chairman of the Federal Reserve, I figured was the most powerful man in the world. But he just represents the most powerful man, you know, the ones that run the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
And so when the feds have the meeting, they're going to give him an education on trying to keep the Federal Reserve going. The trouble is the Federal Reserve could collapse. And when you're looking at a total collapse and a total depression, not recession, a depression in the United States, and the rest of the world's going to follow suit.
Right. What is the currency that people are going to be looking at in the future? Because if the dollar is gone, what are we looking at? We're looking at some major currency, a brand new currency for the whole world, or?
Well, a brand new currency is what the G8 people are talking about right now. I mean, some of the data that I got later on today was talking about, you know, they have to do something in coordinating with Japan, China and Russia, and they've all said they do not want the dollar involved. So what the United States is, of course, trying to push this, and remember, it's only been done by the idea that we would have aggression and we could go out and we're the most powerful people in the world. We've been allowed to stabilize this. Well, this is all coming undone everywhere. So you're asking for what the new currency is? I don't know what, that's what they're meeting on right now, and I'll hopefully have more of an indication next week with the senators, because, like I say, they're involved with some of this. At least they have the information. You know, the stuff that's being talked behind the scenes.
Yeah, I bet. I also wonder what's going on, you know, about their preparations for anything like martial law, that sort of thing. You think you're going to hear anything about that?
Well, they're already making motions on that. I will know more details about that at the end of the meeting. I think it's next Friday or Saturday that I'm having with them. And we'll be discussing exactly which way to go, and because they're trying to, you know, protect the same thing. Now, my CIA, the Crooks in Action friends that I have, they're just totally happy that they're leaving the country or have left the country. They just don't see that the United States is going to be a good place to be.
Right, but what they're basically doing is living in South America, and
that's right.
They're still going to have to, you know, live their lives and have some kind of currency down there.
Well, Brazil has its own currency, and it tonight on television they're saying that they're okay. They're recognizing that we're going to have a slight, you know, slowdown there, but their economy is based on what they have and the export of goods. Remember, Germany itself says they don't care either, but they sell goods to other parts of the world also. The United States, remember, we only have 4.5% of the world's population.
Right.
The rest of the world can't be running on what a few things that are going on over here, because we're not consuming anything. I mean, there's houses everywhere across the country that I go right now. There's blocks upon blocks of them that are for sale. I just had one of them that, where I'm at right now, across the street 2 years ago, was selling for $450,000. They sold it, the bank sold it the other day at $126,000.
You're kidding me. Wow.
No, I'm not.
That's amazing.
Well, they're trying to get cash. That's the trouble. They have to do that, or the banks, I think it's called REO, real estate owned, and if they do take the property back, then they have to pull back, unwrap the leverage position they have because of the fractional reserve system. Now, that's basically what they're talking right now, putting out money into the bank so they could continue the game, but nobody wants to buy anything right now because they're afraid they might not have a job on Friday.
Okay, what do you think, I mean, isn't the writing on the wall going to be really strong once December comes around and nobody, you know, is shopping as the retail sector, like, goes down?
Well, they're already reporting the sales are down. Like, and I've already said that Sears and Kmart both aren't reporting the sales right now because if they did that, then their stock could go way down. And I'm saying that the only way they can do is go back what they did a couple of years ago, back into bankruptcy.
So what about this thing where Kurt Kerkorian is selling a stake in Ford?
Well, he's getting rid of all of it. No, yeah, because Ford is technically bankrupt.
Right. So, and I understand that GM is looking for a major investor as well.
General Motors is an interesting situation because most of the car companies, if you look at it, got rid of most of their liabilities when they dumped all of the pension fund, all of the health benefits on the unions themselves. The unions thought they were doing a good thing by assuming liability, but that was upside down. That's not being addressed to the public yet. You remember all the health benefits supposedly the workers got. But GM, because their sales are down 30-some percent, as you know, and Ford's 40-some percent, will Ford exist in the next year? That's the next question. So they're all trying to look at, on a world basis, the merger of things, and if we could come out with something new. Now, India's coming out with a new car, as you know. China's coming out with one for $3,000.
Oh, really? Okay, well, what about the idea that in the news today, India is launching an orbiter to the moon? What do you think of that? What's that all about?
Well, that's just to show that they have the nuclear power and the capabilities. China and India just are doing a $2.5 billion a new project together. India has done two things. The United States has made an agreement, and they tell everybody, to put $1 billion a reactor in India. But India also made the same deal with Russia. Russia's going to put in a nuclear reactor. As you know, Russia's been putting nuclear reactors all over. This is to give energy. Now, the refinery was a joint venture between China and India on their border, on their refinery for petroleum products. Now, obviously with the slowdown, now China's having a slowdown, India's going to have a slowdown, but these two countries that get together, as you know, China and India, represent almost 40% of the world's population. And they're in the position right now of not, their food production and everything is able for themselves at this minute. So our exports, because we've been living on exporting products and stuff to them, they're going to ignore them in this minute until we get some kind of level playing field with the money. So the next 2 weeks, like you and I are watching, when the G8 meets, and if they continue the game until after a year, but I don't think they can continue past after the election, frankly. At that point, they'll know which way the mop is going to flow. And I mean, they're going to feel comfortable about it. And at that point, they want to get a new currency so they can have some kind of exchange going. That's probably part of the reason that the Bank of International Settlements, as you know, a couple months ago, got permission from the Bush administration to audit the Federal Reserve. There are so many things going in behind the scenes right now. If they can audit the Federal Reserve, remember, many congressmen have been trying to do that for many years right now, even Ron Paul.
Well, so what does that entail? I mean, if they audit the Federal Reserve, what are they going to find out? Are they going to find out about black projects, for example, or is this...
They're going to find out that they've been, the money, the percentage gains, when you join a franchise, like I've explained before, if you're a franchise like Best Western or, you know, Marriott or whatever, you pay a percentage of the income goes back to the franchisee. Well, the Federal Reserve is a franchisee, so they get a percentage of everything, but they got to give a fee back to the Bank of International Settlements. That's the banker's bank. Well, what if they find out that they've been lied to all the way? They're just going to shut the system down, and now you're going to be in something totally new, and nobody really knows what's going to come out of this. Now, like I say, we're going to be in a massive depression. I'm hoping people will have at least 2 or 3 months where the food's stored up. I'm telling everybody to get cash, you know, a couple months in small bills, 1, 5, 10s, and 20s. Nothing more than that. Yeah, just so you can be able to exchange whether or not they're going to be worth anything. I mean, there's some talk with some of my other broker friends and say we're going to have two currencies, one that you can use in the United States and something else overseas. Now, you're overseas now.
Exactly.
Will they still accept the dollar?
They've accepted it. In other words, I've traded it in, you know, I've traded in the dollar. It's actually, you know, as you know, they're propping up the dollar at the moment. I mean,
that's
the US
right.
dollar is actually worth more right now than the Aussie dollar, which is supposed to be a good currency and fairly stable.
Well, they've done this. This is an arbitrary, you know, thought-provoking thing. So we got the government basically nationalizing all the banks, nationalizing everything that's setting up, and they're saying, oh, this is a strong currency. But we don't produce anything. Terry, one out of three people in the United States work for the government.
Really?
One out of that's correct. One out of three people work for companies that have contracts with the government. Now we have the next problem. 50% of the people in the United States, that's half of them, are over age 50.
Right. Well, there's
okay,
also
and then
the people that are working for companies that have contracts with the government is the military-industrial complex. So you're talking about companies like Boeing and you know, Northrop and so on and so forth, and they are all about building war machines. So that
exactly,
means
their stock has gone down today.
Oh,
all
really?
Of their stocks have gone down, and Boeing has been on strike. Their workers have been on it, and there's the people in Seattle. I was talking to them the other day. In fact, I flew in with them. They were talking about, well, they're probably going to get laid off. Well, they could lay off 23,000 of them.
Okay, well,
because
yeah, if the defense industry starts going down, then that's when you have to look to the situation where they're going to create some event.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. You've got the right idea about what I feel at the same boat. The next thing they're going to have to do is address the problem because of we still got 40% of the world existing on less than $2 a day. I mean, everything's out of balance. We're increasing the population on the planet, you know, a little 200,000 plus a day or 5 million a month. Where is all the food? Where's all this thing coming from? And it's coming to the critical end. And it's a challenge for us, you and I and everybody else I know, to keep ahead of all the information. And I get tons of it thrown at me from all over the globe.
Well, you've actually become kind of a focus point, I think, at this time, just because of your incredible, you know, financial acumen and then, you know, everything else that you've got going behind you. So, I mean, people are contacting you right and left. I'd love to know or be sitting in on some of those conversations you're having right now.
Well, I'm sure, and I enjoy doing that, and I think at some point I'm talking to people right now, having some kind of a, you know, maybe a weekly newsletter up on my website or something that comes down on these things to keep up with the data that's coming. And meanwhile, they're all talking in every direction about shutting down the net because of the information.
Have you also heard about the situation with these, ships? There's like three of them out there with radioactive waste from out of Taiwan.
The radioactivity is a real problem. I've heard about that, that they put the ships out there, they're going off, but we've dumped so much radiation into the ocean, Kerry, and my friends down in Alamogordo call me the other day, that's in New Mexico. The government had said that here is trying to burn, waste, nuclear waste. You can't burn that, it's to put more radiation in the air. That's already why did they start the non-proliferation agreement immediately after they stopped dropping all these bombs? That's because we've messed up the atmosphere. That's what's eating holes in the ozone. So radiation is affecting everything, but it's slow moving. That's the whole basis. If you can have radiation that's being transmitted into people, like the depleted uranium, like as you're well aware, that we're using in the shells. Yeah, it hardens the shells and it does things, but look at the Iraqi people. And look what's happening to our soldiers coming back here.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, all of these little pieces fit into the puzzle. And when I talk to some of my medical professionals, on the problem, they don't really have a solution on this thing. Because this is not an instant thing where you turn the click on, all of a sudden you're, the cancers that are formed within your body. Because we're kind of an adaptable species.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and we have to actually rely on that to stay alive. What about the prices of gold and silver right now? Because it seems like they're just keeping that stuff down.
Oh, well, the hedge funds are dumping to try to get liquidity, so they took big positions in the metal. I think that'll be turning around in the next 2 weeks, frankly.
Okay, think paper versus the actual metal, there's going to be a discrepancy there, or if it goes up, will it go up everywhere?
Well, here's the problem right now, because I just got there getting 10,000 ounces of metal, and my delivery time is like 2 months to get it. This is, you know, and my silver on that and my gold, they have so many people now are going to the metals. The price that they quote in New York right now is basically the London market, which is done by paper, the supposedly paper on deposit. Wherever they have the gold and stuff, they're selling the paper, and that's supposed to be determining the price on it. Well, I just got you paying a couple dollars over spot. I'm buying $2 over spot because there's none available. There's something wrong with this picture.
Okay. And
so, it's sure they tell you that gold's dropped down $20 today. And I said, well, gee, I just paid, just to give you an idea, I paid $903 for an ounce of gold because there wasn't any available.
Okay, so I don't understand. How can the price go down?
Well, because the hedges are dumping their prices. This is an arbitrary. That's the trouble with the stock market. When they have 100 shares trade in a stock, it determines the value of the other 2 million shares that are trading. See, we have an arbitrary thing that's being manipulated by the few things. The GATA Institute, that's a group of people that are in the gold, and they've been checking and following this. They've been trying to get Congress to investigate on how they manipulate the price of gold and silver. Well, there's only so much. The silver, and I'm about 20 miles from the Silver Valley up here, the second largest silver production, in the continental United States up here in Idaho. And I was with the presidents of the company, and we were discussing, the global situation. We have maybe 4.5 months of silver overall in reserves to cover for the world. Rather, what happens in 4 months? The other problem is the EPA and the rest of them are coming in, and they're shutting down the mines because of what's happening, because of the mine price, the price of silver is down. So we're going to eat this up. It's kind of like having the oil people. OPEC is meeting in the same direction. Well, people will quit using it for a little bit. It won't be too long before you won't have the production there. And, I looked at, believe it or not, gasoline today at $2.66 a gallon.
So this should be good news, but in reality,
well,
it's a problem, right?
Well, because the next thing is how many people now aren't paying their rent, how many people are out of a job, and the government is now talking about extending more unemployment benefits. In other words, just giving money out to people to go look at it. I talked to one of the workers that, help the senior citizens that can't take care of themselves. Some of these people aren't even getting food. It was deplorable. I was listening to the stories of what's happening. The food banks are out of food. The ones that help
right.
people to go in for food stamps, they don't have any.
Yeah, absolutely. We have been hearing something about, this is from a secret source, saying to be very careful because, I'm flying back into the United States, and they're saying something could be up that some of the forces on a secret level are working very hard to make sure nothing happens on U.S. soil, saying now between now and the inauguration. Have you heard anything on that level?
Well, I had two things. One thing, they were trying to get something so we could have a national emergency call, but I'm concerned on two different areas on that. I think that you're right. We're in a stable deal, but as you know, my partner is a clairvoyant, and she's very let's put it this way, she feels something's going on right now as you and I speak, and she's been talking to some other people in London that are close friends like her, and they say the same thing. Within the next 60 days, something major is going to happen, but they didn't pinpoint what was going to happen, Carrie.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
Are you guys planning to actually possibly exit, stage right, so to speak?
Well, I have my tickets, and I was just working on it to go down to Ecuador. I'm supposed to go to a couple places. I was going to come down and see you, but I don't think I'm going to make it. I may come down to Arizona.
Oh. Well, I'm going to be in Arizona, so, I wish you...
Yeah, I may be doing that and then heading off. Tomorrow I'll know more of my schedule, but I do have tickets already, and I'm planning on, that's kind of a family thing, but in the next 4 weeks I'll be down in Ecuador.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as what do you think is going to go on as far as once Obama gets into office? Because, I don't know, I've heard that actually that's not going to help matters, so to speak, as much as people think it is.
Oh, it's not. Obama will get into it. they want to set this thing whole up, you know, so the whole Democratic thing all falls apart anyway. And he doesn't know what he's getting into, frankly. I mean, he's being pushed to get in it. It's kind of like, you know, Sarah Palin, when she got took the offer to become the vice president up there, they just got her out of the way for what she was doing up in Alaska.
Right.
She was doing good for the state of Alaska. Now they just pulled her away from all the play.
Oh,
I mean, the stories behind that is unbelievable.
Well, so she's been distracted basically because of, you know, the whole oil industry and...
That's right. To get her out then...
Why did they want to take her away, though?
Well, if you notice, in Alaska, the senators and other people are being indicted for fraud in that, and the people that control... 32 out of 33 of the strategic minerals in the world are located up in Alaska. And the inner group up there was giving it to their buddies. How do you think they get all these new airplanes and all these trips and all the rest of the stuff done? It's a payoff. So the big companies continue the game. With Alaska, as big as it is, you know, realize the size of it is, you know, if you started from Miami and went to Seattle, that's about the size of Alaska. And they don't have any people up there.
That's right.
And so meanwhile, because of what's happening in climate changes and everything else, all these mineral resources and the availability of having the Alaskan, quote, government, if you want to look at it, being very favorable to the inner group so they could go down and rape more of the planet, you know, taking the mineral resources, Sarah was stopping all that. They said, if you're going to do that, then you want to make it so the people in Alaska benefit from it. So they dangled the bait. Hey, I'll make you vice president. She jumped on it. Lieutenant governor of Alaska was just bought and paid for. So now they put her up there. She thinks she's doing a good thing, but actually the vice president has no power.
Right. Well, in the case where Obama wins, she's not going to be in the game anyway. And I sort of think she was taken out by that incident where, the family incident where she got the guy, off his job because of...
No, that's a distraction. It was all over the other stuff, over the mineral resources and stuff,
right.
So they could get control and get her out of it. But that's
very
okay. It's the power game, you know. The absolute power corrupts absolutely, but if we can get you, that's the aphrodisiac, we'll put you in a position of power. Then you start looking, they always follow the money. These people are all manipulating. Why was Volcker having a meeting with him, as, you know, the former chairman, as you say, with Obama right now?
Right.
Maybe he's going to bring him up and say, wait a minute, you got to help, you got to do something to present these. What's happening is that even most of the Congress, even though they're aware of the Federal Reserve, they don't know indirectly that we're being manipulated.
Oh, for sure. The game, it goes far beyond that. What do you think about Joe Biden? Do you think he's really going to make it into office, as the vice president behind Obama? Because we had word that Hillary was going to be back on the ticket, and I know there's only, 2 weeks left, so it seems absurd that would happen. But I don't know. I heard that health problems might crop up, but maybe other things.
No, I think he's going to get into office, but I think Hillary and same thing with the other players. He's just getting his chief of staff up there, and I'm sure Hillary and Bill and the rest of them will all be into some position to make a big difference. They really will.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when you look at our dear retired general, he's already been Secretary of State for a couple of times, but you know, ethically, he was just led down the primrose path when it came down to the deal in Iraq on the whole stuff. But this is all part of that, quote, intelligence community we have up there, that, you know, the CIA, the crooks in action.
Okay. Well, what about Colin Powell coming out on the side of Obama? Do you, behind the scenes, do you know which sort of faction is backing Obama besides, the obvious?
The Rockefellers wanted Obama in some... No, the Rockefellers wanted him in a long time ago, but when you talk about Colin Powell, you know that he's moving into a position to be one of his... And he's admitted, as you know, on the meeting on it, that he's going to be willing to serve as president. So they'll put him into some position over, and he's great for working out the Middle East. Again, the wild card in this whole thing is, what are we going to be dealing with? Because we're now a bankrupt country. Our currency is not going to be allowed any place, and You know what happened in Iraq today. Their government just backed off of all of these requirements of pulling out, and I think that the government's saying, get out of Iraq. And they're waiting for Obama to get in, and they're going to go, and that's part of the delay.
Okay.
Even though they have the biggest embassy in the United States has the biggest embassy in the world. It's over in Iraq right now.
Except my understanding is that the reason that they went into Iraq to begin with is because they want to guard that Stargate that's there during the time when what may be Planet X comes around or some of the changes that are happening here behind the scenes with ETs and so on.
I can't for that area. I'm not really too sure because I was involved with the other people who were involved with, because when, you know, that all goes back to the days when the Iraq War A started, when, you know, the Kuwaitians were slant drilling underneath the Iraqi territory and they brought it in. This is all over oil for right now. The Iraqi thing, obviously has got a lot of artifacts and stuff who were in Iraq that show the extraterrestrial connection. And is there a Stargate there, or are there other places around the planet? I mean, we're all interested, we're all going into an interesting time, Terry, and I can't really give you an answer on what you're saying on that.
Okay, but you do have, you know, I mean, you're still getting some downloads, are you not, from your
My ET?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, the above the Palladians.
Okay.
The information I get is from a higher energy source than the Palladians. I mean, they're just kind of like you and I were. Most of the Palladians, frankly, I think most of them have left the planet. It's other extraterrestrials now that are sitting there rubbing their fingers hoping we're going to destroy ourselves.
Okay, but so what are you getting from your sources? Are you writing this stuff down like you did? Because, you know, you have your three books out there.
Four.
And we can say Handbook for a New Paradigm, Embracing the Rainbow, and Becoming. And they're great.
But there's another one, The Messages to the Ground Crew.
Absolutely.
That was the last message. Yeah, that one really set it in big spades. It's just get ready for the big, you know, unbridled truth that's coming on to the whole planet.
Okay, well, you know, we created a forum that's all around the ground crew, and we've got a huge, I guess we've got 4,000 people visiting it every day.
So, yeah, I'm going to get on there this week, I promise. I'll get on there myself. I have been so busy, and I'm glad you do. I've got like 12,000 on my own list over here, too, just in the last year on this new stuff.
Incredible.
So, and I'm working with some people right now that have tried to manage my own website better, because it's just unbelievable the number of action we're getting. I mean, you know, I know like you're getting them, and so am I. So
let me ask you this, because we're just about to release another interview with Bob Dean, who's come forward. And he actually spoke at the UFO Expo, and I think he broke the news there. But he's coming forward saying that Nibiru is a real issue, and that the government knows it.
Oh, sure. You mean it? Well, yeah, we know that Nibiru is it. Well, my partner, Jillian, knows all of that information on that, and she can go into great more detail than I can. And so we'll have to get her on the air with you.
That'd be lovely. That'd be wonderful. We definitely would love to do that. Okay, is there any parting remarks? And then we want to call you back, for a sort of a personal conversation, if you don't mind. But before we do that, are there any other remarks that you want to make about the current situation? Maybe words of advice to the ground crew and/or
The words I have right now is just what I said before. Get your food stored up. If you need some appliances, go out and buy them while you can buy them cheap right now, because my friends were telling me that China is saying pay them in any other currency besides the dollar in order to get the stuff. So I'm going to see a lot of goods and stuff kind of disappear off the shelves very shortly. You might as well get it while you can, and it'd be for trading stock. And food, and then get yourself someplace that you can go away from major cities, because I am getting a lot of contacts or calls from people right now that the military is doing some exercises in different places. And
we did get some information about that. We've also got Bill Deagle talking about HN51, I think it's the virus.
Human new virus, right, yeah.
Have you heard anything about that?
No, I didn't go into details. Remember, when I sat in on the meetings, when they're looking at population reduction, they said by all means necessary. That's viruses, too, because they were cheaper. The new pulse beam weapons, the ones that they developed off alien craft, they're really looking at that, too. They can just basically send out a beam and shut down all electronics things and everything else, put it back, basically back in the Stone Age instantly.
Wow. Okay.
That's all available at this minute. But if they're looking for population reduction in order to try to keep a hold of what we've had of the United States being the most powerful one, they want to try to keep the economy going. I want to see how they're going to try to unravel it with the rest of the world leaders, because they're not buying it.
Oh, I'm sure of it. What about, there's one last thing, which is we're hearing things about ships coming into port and not having letters of credit, so they're not able to deliver the goods.
The letter of credit was for the goods that you're talking about. When they have the delivery, they come open, they can't get their cash on. I've heard that also from a couple other places. In other words, the ships were, they were costing them about almost $40,000 a day for fuel to run some of these. The prices are down. But the goods that they were delivering, they were given a letter of credit that as soon as the books, came or unloaded, whatever the boat was loaded with, the letter of credit then would be funded. But the banks are broke.
Right.
So what do? Then they go out to find somebody else to buy it. And if they can, the people are buying it for 10 cents on the dollar. Yeah, I've heard that already. And they're doing that like do with some of the real estate stuff they're doing right now for 25 and 30 cents on the dollar. It's a big meltdown, Carrie. That's all you can look at.
Yeah, it's pretty worldwide. Well, I think that you're also talking about countries like Africa and the smaller, small islands and places in the third world that are going to be hit the hardest, it seems to me.
Well, look, at these countries that you're talking about and other things that are hit the hardest because of the benefits that we've been putting out, in other words, trying to help the people on it.
A lot of these, you have no tourism, a lot of these places aren't going to exist.
Look at what they're doing right now in Vegas right now. There's a whole area right now. You got hotel rooms for $30 a night. I mean, that's 70 of them along the strip.
Incredible.
Because there's nobody coming in there. Gambling has always been good. My son-in-law was going to build a new casino, and they just canceled that.
Oh, did they?
This is all in the last week. So he's going to be without a job, and he just did a $1 billion project, and he was going to do another $1 billion one.
Very interesting. Okay, well, we're going to be speaking at the Crash Retrieval Conference coming up in Vegas, as you know.
On the 9th, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We'll be talking. We'll do that off on another time.
Absolutely. Okay. We're going to get back with you with a private conversation here. But thank you, George, for this update. We're going to put this right on our site, and we really do appreciate you, staying in touch with us and keeping us up to date on what's going on.
Well, I hope to see you both.
Absolutely. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Trying to figure out. Can you hear me?
No, can't hear you.
No? Okay. No. Hold on a second here.
That was a joke, Carrie.
I know. Hello?
It's early in the morning here, George, you see. You have to make allowances.
Oh, I got it. No, that's just life. Lighten it up anyway. It's too serious out here right now.